I'm free of Tricia now, he thought. She's haunted me half my life, but I don't need her any more. No more than I need Alayaya, or Dancy, or Marae, or the hundreds like them I've bedded over the years. I have Shay now. Shay. The gates of the manse were closed and barred. Tyrion pounded until the ornate bronze eye clacked open. It's me. The man who admitted him was one of Vari's prettier finds, a bravassy dagger man with a hare lip and a lazy eye. Tyrion had wanted no handsome young guardsman loitering about Shay day after day. Find me old, ugly, scarred men, preferably impotent, he had told the eunuch. Men who prefer boys, or men who prefer sheep, for that matter. Varys had not managed to come up with any sheep lovers, but he did find a eunuch strangler and a pair of foul-smelling Ebonese who were as fond of axes as they were of each other. The others were as choice a lot of mercenaries as ever graced a dungeon, each uglier than the last. When Varys had paraded them before him, Tyrion had been afraid he'd gone too far, but Shay had never uttered a word of complaint. And why would she? She has never complained of me, and I'm more hideous than all her guards together. Perhaps she does not even see ugliness. Even so, Tyrion would sooner have used some of his mountain clansmen to guard the manse. Chella's black ears, perhaps, or the Moon Brothers. He had more faith in their iron loyalties and sense of honour than in the greed of sellswords. The risk was too great, however. All King's Landing knew the wildlings were his. If he sent the black ears here, it would be only a matter of time until the whole city knew the king's hand was keeping a concubine. One of the Ebonese took his horse. "Have you awoken her?" Tyrion asked him.
"No, my lord."
"Good." The fire in the bedchamber had burned down to embers, but the room was still warm. Shay had kicked off her blankets and sheets as she slept.